This is Ozarks at Large. Following the recent police shootings of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Jacob Blake just last week, activists have been calling for a defunding of the police to fund other social services. While these events took place in other parts of the country, the city of Fayetteville began working on the design of its new police department headquarters, which was approved by voters in a bond election in 2019. As Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek tells us, local activists have been calling on the city to invest the money elsewhere.
Make sure to maintain social distancing. Keep your mask on as much as you can. Like I said, there is plenty of hand sanitizer. We ask that if somebody does show up and start being antagonistic, to please don't engage them. That's not what we're looking to do here today.
In early August, a group of Fayetteville residents who opposed the construction of a new police department headquarters held a rally at Wilson Park.
I just wanted to say that we're about to get started with the event, and we're going to have a few speakers come up, and then we're going to welcome the community to come up and speak as well.
A woman who asked us to call her Iris organized the event, which had to be moved from its original location at Walker Park because of counter-protesters.
So this is a little bit of a rally, just kind of like the community coming together and trying to let our voice be heard, because they obviously don't hear us. They don't hear the country. They don't hear the world.
Iris says the $37 million committed to the construction of a new Fayetteville police headquarters at the corner of Dean Street and Porter Road could be better spent elsewhere.
What we would like to see the money actually go into is our education system, housing the homeless, and actually getting food security for people that are struggling during this time, during the coronavirus, helping workers with health care, and also helping get child care in order for families and workers to go back to work and actually, thrive.
The defund the police movement, Iris says, is about investing in people's basic needs so they don't commit petty crimes to get by, instead of investing in a system that criminalizes Black, brown, and poor people.
And if Fayetteville were to meet everybody's basic needs, we wouldn't have to live in fear. We wouldn't have to worry about somebody coming and stealing our things out of our car and things like that, because everybody would have their basic needs met. And nobody would go without and need, so much that they have to go steal it from somebody or have to go, do something, petty in order to, get their basic needs met.
And while it might seem like Fayetteville is different from the cities that are making headlines because of police shootings, Iris says the same underlying issues exist here, too.
Every Black person I know has that fear, and every Black person I know fears for their life whenever they are encountering a police officer. It goes on everywhere. It's not, just in, Seattle or Portland or, all these other places. It's here in our homes as well, because if there's Black and brown people, there's fear of police.
Residents also showed up to oppose the new police headquarters during a city council visit to the grassy field that will eventually become the city's public safety campus.
So I'm doing my best to answer your questions here, and I know you've got a lot of questions, and believe me, the police department Chief Reynolds is not here today, but he wants to be as transparent as possible. My name is Jamie Fields. You can find me at any time at the Fayetteville Police Department. I'll do my best to answer your questions. The point of today's visit was for the city council members to come out and get a tour of the site itself, just to look at this property. So I'm going to do my best to answer your questions. But there was not intended to be a public meeting today. It was for them to come out and have the opportunity to look at this property.
The funding for the new public safety campus was approved during a special bond election in April of 2019. The new police department headquarters was one of the 10 items included on the ballot, along with other projects like the Cultural Arts Corridor. The campus will include three buildings to house the police department, a training center, and an indoor firing range, as well as a fourth building that will serve as a fire department substation. During the site visit, City Council member Sonia Gutierrez, who represents Ward 1, responded to the opposition's criticism of the Fayetteville Police Department.
And also, I don't think it's fair to assume that our police are unjustly targeting every person of color. I've been here as a person of color for 30 years, and I've had a very good experience. So I don't think it's fair to assume that because it's police that we're going to have a bad result. And I think that's what I understand on the global climate. We're having that situation. One of my reasons to run for office was so that I could make change from within. And I do believe there's room for change. I don't think working against the police is the way to make the change. I believe working with the police is the best way to do that.
Sergeant Tony Murphy says the new headquarters would replace the current police station, which used to be a retail store until it was taken over by Fayetteville Police in the early 1990s.
This police department that we're in now is 25,000 square feet. And the new campus style will be three different buildings. And I believe the main headquarters building will be around 55,000 square feet.
When the police department moved into its current building, it had 70 staff. Now it has 180, of which 131 are sworn officers. One of the officers who worked there was shot and killed in the station's back parking lot last year.
And that was I won't say an eye-opening experience, because we all knew it was unsecure back there, and that was something that we had worked to remedy, but the location and the structure of this building was just made it impossible to put a fence back there or to secure it any better than it was.
Some of the other issues they're running into, Murphy says, are the intermingling of suspects, sex offenders, and visitors in the lobby, a lack of community space, and inadequate storage. A new campus would solve all those issues, and the 11 acres at the corner of Dean and Porter are some of the few still available near the center of the city.
The square that we're on now, we're right next to the square, that used to be the center of the city, but now the city has grown so much. I think that area, the Dean and Porter area, is pretty much the center of the city. And from there, we can get anywhere. You know, we can hit I-49. Our response times as a police department, our response times are very important. You know, if someone is needing the police, they need them now. And we're always striving to get those response times down. And I think this will help that.
Murphy says the campus will be something the Fayetteville community can be proud of.
We're going to build this police building, and it's going to get built, and it's going to be, you know, kind of a monument to everything we've been through this year. And I think people will get on board with it. And once it's built, they'll realize that it's a great facility that the whole community can enjoy. That, you know, I really don't have a message for the people that are against it, just that it's going to be a good facility, and we'll be more than happy to give them a tour of the facility when it's done. And we look forward to breaking ground and getting that building built.
In a recent Facebook post, Fayetteville Mayor Lionel Jordan wrote he fully supports the police department and Chief Mike Reynolds, and the new police headquarters will be built as promised. Jordan says the police force has needed a new facility since at least 2005, but the city hasn't been able to get it done until last year's special bond election.
I know that there were some folks that was not in favor of the police headquarters building, but it was very few. And that passed by 71% of the voters that voted in that election.
Right now, Jordan says the city is in the design phase of the project, but they plan to have the new headquarters complete in 2022.
If everything goes perfect and, you know, we don't have any bad weather, so it could be more than that. And I don't think it'll be less than that. But, you know, there's a lot more discussion. We're just now really getting started on this building.
Even if the city wanted to reallocate the $37 million approved for the new police station, Jordan says it can't legally be spent on anything else.
It's not legal to take the money from one question and distribute it anywhere else. That money can only be spent on the police headquarters building, and the voters have already decided that.
And Jordan adds, personally, he's never been in support of defunding the police.
I certainly don't mind looking at new police tactics. And also keep this in mind, when they talk about defunding the police, and here's something that's interesting. Of the 25 largest cities that we have in this state, my police force is the second smallest police force in the state.
According to the city's 2020 budget, of Fayetteville's nearly $50 million general fund, 34%, or about $17 million, went to the police department. The second largest expenditure for the city is the fire department, with a budget of about $13.5 million. Sergeant Tony Murphy says there are a number of reasons operating the police department requires that much funding.
I think it's easy to see that the police department employs a lot of employees. We have over 180 employees here at the Fayetteville Police Department, so that will take a chunk of that budget.
The police department also uses patrol cars, which need gas and regular maintenance.
Every officer has to be outfitted with a uniform and gear and a bulletproof vest. We need training. We want our officers to be the best officers they can be, and that takes training.
And Murphy says police also rely on other specialized and often expensive equipment.
As technology progresses and we see things like drones and stuff like that, those things are made so our job can be done safer, not just for the officer, but the citizens involved also. So there's lots of cost in a police department, but those costs are put to work.
Back at the Defund the Police rally at Wilson Park, organizer Iris says she wants the city to listen and invest in its community instead.
Why are there people living home? Like, why are there so many homeless people on the trails? Why are there so many people like starving and asking for, you know, food and things like that, and jobless and all these things? I was myself was a pregnant, homeless, jobless woman in Fayetteville, you know, and it's the fact that even happened. It shouldn't have happened, you know, like I shouldn't have ever been in that circumstance living in Fayetteville.
And Iris says she knows she's not the only Black or brown person who has been in that kind of situation in Fayetteville.
Fayetteville talks about how progressive it is and how much it's like it's so open and loving to everybody. It has a pride. We have a pride parade and all these things, but, you know, nothing that actually helps the people that we're quote-unquote celebrating.
Last month, the Fayetteville City Council took up a number of votes regarding law enforcement and racial inequality. In one meeting, the council voted to declare racism a public health emergency and declined a grant that would have funded two additional school resource officers in the Fayetteville School District. In another meeting, they approved a grant that funds a regional drug task force. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.